This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message from Luke 12 entitled The Real Fear Factor. We discussed what Jesus said about fear in your life and in mine. We conclude this message with a touching story about a man by the name of Fred Rogers. May not mean anything to some people, but to parents it means a lot. Your children watch the program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Listen to this touching story as we conclude. Some of you may remember Fred Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. My children grew up with that. But Fred Rogers got a letter one day from somebody from California, and I heard him speak in Columbus, and he read this letter, and it was a gut-wrenching moment. The letter read this: Dear Mr. Rogers, I just want to thank you for the pleasure you gave our little girl. You were a real source of happiness to her, her favorite TV friend. Jessica died this evening, and her last conscious act before she died was to change the television station, and she said as she did this, and I quote, I want to watch my friend, Mr. Rogers, my friend who loves me. I want to watch my friend, Mr. Rogers, my friend who loves me. Listen carefully. Every person in this room who is a believer in Jesus Christ has such a friend who loves you more than you will ever love yourself, a God who loves you more than you will ever love yourself. And the message today is not be afraid, not because everything's going to be peachy sweet tomorrow and it's all going to get better, not because of that, because of the one who loves us. Perfect love casts out fear. The message today is you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to whistle in the dark, so to speak. You put your trust in the one who says, I will provide. I'm the one who signs the letter. He signed it with his blood on Calvary. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Placido was on the trail with his horse, saw a bear, radioed into the ranger station. What do I do? And they said, sit down, eat your lunch, and the bear will go away. And he said, I don't feel like eating. You may not feel like doing a lot of things in life because of fear. And today I'm not saying just throw away your fears and don't be afraid of anything. I want to remind you what Jesus said. Fear the one who has the power over your body and over your soul. That's the one we're to ultimately fear. That's not meant to scare you. It's meant to deliver you from earthly fears. Would you listen to that again? That's not meant to frighten you. It's meant to deliver you from our earthly fears, but to trust in the one who said, I will provide. To trust in the one who said, I am your shepherd, and I want to leave you with this thought. When Jesus in the last passage said, don't be afraid, little flock, if he's addressing his listeners as the little flock, what does that mean about Jesus? He was saying, I'm the shepherd. Only the person who is the shepherd can speak to people and say, little flock. And what people realized back then, it probably set some people's teeth on edge. When Jesus said that, that was a claim to deity. Because there were people that instantly knew. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. So when Jesus claimed to be the shepherd, you know what he was claiming to be? God. I am the good shepherd. Because he is. I am the shepherd because he is, and that's the one we call people to week after week. Let's pray together. Well, my friend, what are the fears that you deal with today in 2017? Are you willing to trust them to the Lord? Our website is crosshope.org. We tell you about it frequently, crosshope.org, but it contains a feature called Visual Stories. We'd like for you to look at it, maybe for the first time. Visual Stories on crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.